We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yes!
If you had one shot.
Well, 10 shots, actually.
One opportunity.
And then if you make it to the finals, 20.
Or more, yeah.
Or more.
Probably shooting like 50 overall if you make it.
Or would you throw up like Rabbit early in the movie when he's all scared and nervous?
Jack Fritz is shooting free throws right now.
Oh, we're starting, I think, right? Is it go time?
So it's Fritz versus...
Oh, and he gets the roll!
Harold Jensen.
No, it's Pat Carroll.
Oh, first Pat Carroll. Yeah, my fault. All right, so we thank all the celebs for being out here today. We got a great crew. We've talked to... some of them on the air, and we'll chronicle the results of the competition as we get going. So the first round is Mike Riesewerk versus...
I have a quick a clerical question. Yes. What do we do if there's a tie? Is it a shoot-off? We never really discussed...
Yes,
okay, so it just shot I believe, first miss, or is it five shots or something?
I believe it's then at best of three.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Do we get warm-up Riesewerk shots,
just
or it's
one.
Just your cold turkey right
two
into it?
Two warm-up shots.
Okay.
Two warm-up shots.
So Jack just made his first shot, but that was
there's
not
a
warm-up shot?
There's a declaration out there of when they begin. It's a little hard for us to see.
It's hard for us to see, but we have referees. Yeah. We actually have referees in ref gear on the court. And this is a serious thing.
Including our caller, Geary.
Shout out to Geary.
You're saying
Riesewerk hit nine.
Nine out of ten. 90% to start from
all right, Riesewerk. So now Sue Moran-Levin is going. Sue's got to get to nine or ten in order to tie or beat Mike Riesewerk, and we'll see how that goes. All right, 215-592. 94-94.
He is in a rhythm.
John, big change yesterday in football. Big change. The kickoff, as we know it, is...
Oh, yeah, massive.
...really now different. So for those that don't know, I mean, this is going to look so weird on your TV screen.
It's going to feel like Arena League or something when you watch it. Yeah.
So it's
actually, like a different game.
It is
it's
like
an entirely different game contained within the game. Forget the days of the kickoffs not being returned. It's now... I don't even know. Like a new arcade process every time they kick.
Well, the kick returner still has to choose to come out of the end zone or not. So there is that reality. But
yes,
for those that don't know, the new alignment, and this is very strange, comes from the XFL. So, you know, sometimes, you know, I think the three-point shot, I believe, came from the ABA in the 70s.
I think you're right.
Sometimes other leagues come up with an idea, and then the main league's like, oh, pretty good idea. This structure is really different. The kicking team, other than the kicker, the kicking team will have its 10 players 5 yards away from where the receiving team lines up its players all the way down around the 30-yard line of something. Or the
except for the returner.
Except for the returner. Or a couple guys.
Or a couple guys. So it's basically a line of people versus a line of people.
Right?
It's really a
wild thing. What they're trying
to
do, and this actually does make a lot of sense. They are trying to avoid massive collisions in order to limit injuries.
Wow, we have our first upset of the tournament.
What do we have?
10 for 10.
Super
Mike Riesewerk has gone down.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Riesewerk, get
out. A 9 out of 10, and he goes down.
Hold on. So Sue Moran-Levin. Let's hear it for Sue Moran-Levin. 10 out of 10. All right, Riesewerk.
From Ireland.
We got to get Riesewerk over here because, I mean, I feel bad for my man. I'm going to be in this.
I saw the miss. I saw the miss. It was a momentous miss.
Holy mackerel.
Was it the last shot? He was worried about getting an upset.
All right, poor Riesewerk. He goes 9 out of 10 and loses.
I was in trouble.
It's tough, man. You can't do better and lose it.
She's not the all-time leading scorer at St. Joe's by missing foul shots.
That's unbelievable. All right, so great job by her. Great job by you, 9 out of 10. Mike, thanks for being back here again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having
me. So how irritating, I mean, you were like, this is the ultimate one and done. I mean, you're
done. Yeah, well, when my name was picked out of the hat first and she was second yesterday, I knew I was in for battle.
No.
Yeah.
So was it your last shot that you missed?
My ninth shot.
Ninth
I
shot.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I knew it was over.
Oh. Wow. Oh. I just knew.
I want to apologize that it's over so soon, but I'm about to have to apologize to someone else soon. But
yeah. We're about, yes, we actually can.
Joe's actually.
Go ahead.
Joe's feeling good that you're no longer an
oh,
opponent.
Oh, that's for sure.
A potential opponent.
Yeah,
Sue is going to school you now, too, Joe.
I got a bigger worry now.
Yeah.
I got knocked out by the champ here.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of champs, Mike, let's get your college basketball opinion here. Tournament obviously going on. Is it UConn this year?
I don't see how they get beat. You know, they do it on both ends of the court. You know, and it's just they're like a well-oiled machine.
They are unbelievable.
Is a repeat just the tip of the iceberg? Are we talking about like we should open our minds to even bigger goals?
You know, nowadays with
bigger goals, what are we, UConn fan? Knock that off. Bigger goals.
With the portal, you never know, and just anything can happen with the transfer portal. You don't know who's on your team from year to year, but. Yeah. You know, if there's anything close to a dynasty now, it certainly could be them.
Yeah, there's something. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it from Mike Vreeswijk, one of the great Temple players of all time. Although, unfortunately, for him, not good enough to be Sumeran Lavin today.
Joe, we have another final as Pat Carroll has expectedly ousted Jack Fritz, a 10-8 showing.
Wow.
Jack did good. Jack did well. 80% is strong. Better than Joe will do.
Like, no big deal.
You know, but Pat Carroll was just like, no problem.
10 out of 10.
And it's like with ease,
like it was nothing.
Yeah. The ball, it's like the ball just wants to go through the
hoop. I'm in serious trouble.
It's so pretty when he shoots it.
We can't make fun of Fritz who goes 8 out of 10.
No, he didn't. Strong work. Good job,
Jack. Great work, Jack.
Credit to Jack.
All right,
I'm impressed.
Back to the kickoff thing. So one thing that's – there's a lot different about it, but one thing that is different, if a team wants to kick an onside kick moving forward, you must declare before the kickoff that we are kicking an onside kick, which means unless they change this rule in future years, the surprise onside kick is no more. Wow. It will never, unless they change the rule back, the surprise onside kick will never happen again. So in honor of that, you know, sort of a little bit disappointing thing, let's listen to the most exciting onside kick in Eagles history.
The whistle blows. Akers approaches the ball. And he goes for an onside kick, and it's recovered by the Eagles. Damian Douglas on the football, and the Eagles have it at the 42.
I mean, it's done. The pickle juice thing. And
Cowboys?
It's Cowboys. Yeah. Pickle juice 2000. Like, there will never again be a surprise onside kick. And, John, you remember that?
Until the rules change.
Well, I don't think it will be. That changed the Super Bowl. Because remember,
Sam
did that to the Colts.
That was my first thought. Yeah. That and pickle juice. Yep.
Unbelievable.
It feels like a surprise onside kick has a place in NFL lore like once every 5 years, maybe. Maybe more. It doesn't feel like it's too big a loss.
Every kickoff will now be like a pooch punt.
It kind of is. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Conklin with us here, all the voices. Let's get to Bryce. He's calling from Wilmington. Bryce, good morning, buddy.
Yo, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great, Bryce.
Yeah, so I just I'm kind of just getting on here to talk a little bit about the Phillies, man. I'm super pumped for the season, man. I got really high expectations. The Montgomery trade bums me out a little bit, signing bummed me out a little bit. But I don't know. I still think we're in a very good position to win the division.
Well, look, they got a legitimate shot, there's no doubt. I mean, I'll give you my official pick tomorrow, but I'll just say I'm leaning toward a team with AB in their initials. But it doesn't mean the Phillies can't beat the Braves. I mean, they certainly can. And they've proven the last couple of years, as have many teams in baseball the last bunch of years, you don't have to win a division in order to win the World Series. You don't have to have the best record in baseball. I mean, look at the Diamondbacks. James, what were they last year? How many
84 wins last year. 84.
It's a different world now in baseball.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not really too worried about them winning the division either, because I kind of like the idea of them not really taking any time off. But do you guys think that you think they'll be aggressive during the trade deadline at all?
Well, yes, probably. If they need to be. Yeah. I do feel as though this team's going to go out and find what they need. It's their window.
Bryce, it's hard to say until you know who got injured and what spots they got to replace. But do I think they'll make some moves? Sure, of course. All right, Bryce, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year? Best answer wins the Phillies tickets.
How about Santa Claus and Christmas?
Has already been said. Give me a different answer.
How about Star Wars in May 4th?
Has already been said. You get one more shot.
Oh, man. How about the Easter Bunny and Easter?
You got it, my man. Bryce, appreciate the call. James, what do you got?
So we have another matchup final here as John Clark and Mike Quick square it off. Mike Quick easily sliding in the second round. Quick 70%, John Clark a 30% score.
Okay. So Mike Quick tossed up his last one like it didn't even
matter.
Yeah,
he knew he had won. Yeah, so
it was in the bag.
So would you say John Clark's 3 out of 10 means we have our first person we can make fun of?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It was like a runaway.
I mean, here's the thing, too. It's impossible to make fun of John for anything. So, you know, why not this, right? Found the one thing that John can't do.
Say it like it is. He shoots like a girl.
Oh, no. All right,
two-handed.
So Quick will go on to face Devin.
Devin, that
That'll
is correct.
Against
yep.
you. Good
yep.
luck in that.
Oh.
That's a good one
Devin,
we got coming on.
Sorry.
All right. We'll
sorry say. About that.
And we still got in the first round Mark Zoller versus Jaron Reed, and they might be shooting right now.
I believe
right,
they are.
215-592-9494. Let's talk to Steve. He's calling from Pensauken. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Steve?
Just real quick on the Phillies. I think we're definitely going to beat the Braves this year. We're going to win the division. Wheeler and Nola are going to give us what we expect, but I think Ranger and Christopher Sanchez are going to give us much more than we personally expect from both of them, enough to allow us to win the division this year.
I love that idea. I just saw Devin airball a free throw, though. Man.
You just got orange.
She had a better second shot.
All right, Steve, go ahead, Mel. What were you saying?
No, I was just saying I think we're going to win the division this year.
I think Wheeler it's doable, Steve. And, mm-hmm. and look, we were behind 14 games. They were out in the lead. We are a better team. I can't imagine that the way the postseason has gone the last 2 years falls on deaf ears and eyes. They know that we've gotten them when they needed it most. That has to sit wrong with them. They have to, you know, question their ability to beat us when it matters. And I think we've improved our team. We can go out there. We can win this division. It's not an impossibility, but that Braves team is, you know, they're worth their salt. It's going to take some doing.
Hey, go ahead, Steve.
One thing with the Braves, the last 2 years that we beat them also coincides with the first 2 years of them not having Freddie Freeman. I know Matt Olson's a good player, but Freddie Freeman is a Philly killer.
Well, he was. There's no doubt. Steve, give me a great answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
Flowers own Valentine's Day.
No, that's good. You think something else?
Jewelers.
Cupid? Oh, jewelers is probably a good answer.
Probably own it a little bit more. I will talk to Mike Quick in a moment. Devin and Mike Quick going in with their competition
maybe
right now.
Maybe florists?
Maybe. All right, let's talk to TR in Winfield right now. Hi, TR.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, TR?
Hey, bud.
Not much, man. I'm just thinking about tonight's game, man. It's like we need to keep the intensity up, man. I don't want to see Harden and them coming in and beat us tonight, man. And that's all my concern. Our shot selection is crazy. We need to wait till everybody gets down to court.
It's because the Sixers players aren't good.
Well, they're good. I think they're pretty good. Just that their shot selection just up. They don't know when to shoot and when to hold back and just wait for everybody to get up court and just it gets to a point.
All right, I need to ask a question to our panel here.
Yeah.
Yes.
True or false? The Sixers without Embiid only have one player who's an above average starter. True.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, next question. True or false? Without Embiid, the Sixers only have one player that's above average.
No, hold on. That's false because Tyrese Maxey is an above average.
That's what he's
starter.
Saying. Yeah, saying other than Maxey.
Other than Maxey.
Yes, all right, so second question is that's for starters. Yeah. Do they only have one above average player?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, maybe Oubre's
it's
average.
Close. Yeah,
like is Tobias Harris no longer average?
I don't think so anymore. I think he's slightly below.
You think he's a below average?
I think he's below average, yeah.
That's astounding.
It's astounding.
That's amazing.
Astounding.
I think you're playing too much. You need a rest.
All right, TR, we need your answer, my man. Give me what you got here for who or what owns something once a year.
Christmas tree entrepreneurs, Christmas tree businesses.
You got it, my man. TR, appreciate the phone call. All right, let's welcome back Devin, who just played. I'm not sure the result. And Mr. Michael Quick, who I'm assuming Mike won, but let's find out. Devin, how many did you make, Devin?
Well, let's just say Quick only had to shoot, what, two? He made two, and then he literally mercy ruled me. That's good.
Did you shoot first, Devin?
Yeah.
All right, so Mike Quick with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
One of the great Eagles players of all time, great announcer. So, Mike, you just so I understand it, you took two shots, you made two, and you said, I'm resting my arm for the next round?
Listen,
that's a boss move, man.
I haven't picked up a basketball in 15 years. So for me to take too many shots.
That's impressive.
I know I'm just going to run out of gas. So if I've got other rounds that I have to, I'd rather just risk myself.
This is a true competitor right
this
here.
This is load management right now.
He's playing to win.
I've been at this a long time.
Here, you know?
I'm an old guy.
Yeah, he's trying to budget. Win.
Take your time, Mike.
So, Mike, I took some shots at you over the last couple of
weeks.
Oh,
yeah, you did.
That's okay.
You didn't hear any of that, right?
No.
Good. Thank you. That's good. Yeah.
You think he
the
listens?
The face tells a different story.
I can tell you this. You might be the hammer, but on the basketball court, you don't have a chance against me.
Yes! Well, we shall see
Thank
in the
you.
Next couple minutes.
Loving it.
All right, so, Mike, your next competition, you go against the winner of Pat Carroll and Michael Barkan.
All right, now it gets real.
It does get real.
When you start talking about
okay.
Pat Carroll,
what's that supposed to mean, Mike?
I mean,
come on.
You got one, Devin.
Devin, I'm sorry.
I got close.
I didn't get to see a lot of them, but I knew it wasn't going great when she made one and the entire crowd cheered. I was like, not great. Yeah.
Mike, I appreciate that.
Mike, let's get one Eagles question to you here, at least one. Different options at third receiver. Obviously, Quez is gone. We know AJ and Devontae. It's an incredible tandem. They signed Devontae Parker. The Eagles also signed, help me out, who's the other
one? Paris Campbell.
Paris Campbell.
Yep.
Who's the third receiver?
I think it's Parker. If you can get Parker to do what he's done, then I think he's a really good third option. But, you know, this thing will play out in training camp, and we'll have a lot of fun with it because they're not going to be the only receivers in the line. There are going to be other people that they bring in, probably in the latter part of the draft. They may even draft a receiver. Yep. So, we're going to have some options and some guys that we'll look at all summer long. And, you know, we'll talk about this a lot. But I do believe that with the two guys that they just signed, if either one of those guys can really come up, then you've got your third receiver.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly
Devontae,
the hope. Yeah.
Devontae Parker, the top end
no doubt.
Version, it could be an elite level of talent.
Yes.
Why hasn't he shown that?
Except against the Eagles in 2019 when he caught every pass. Yeah.
He did have a big day against the Eagles.
It was unbelievable,
then.
Yeah.
But why hasn't it been consistent, Mike?
But you know that there are always circumstances when you're not in the right place and you're not allowed to show your talent, your skills, and it could just simply be that. Hmm. And if he gets back to the level that we know we've seen him play, then you really got a player at the third receiver spot.
CJ GJ, it certainly surprised me.
You said one question. Come on, I know the hammer.
CJ, I know, I break the rules all the time. I'm going to be stepping over the free throw line. I'm going to be telling people.
Then it's going to count as a miss.
I know. All right, CJ, GJ. Yeah. It shocked me. Not from when the news started getting out that it could happen, but you put yourself back in November, December. Does it shock you they went back there? I mean, I'm thrilled about it, but I certainly didn't see it coming.
It's not shocking because you know that they needed to enhance that position. You know that they need to bring in players. I'm probably pleased that he was available, that they were able to work things out because we saw the playmaker that he can be. And in the system that he's going to be playing in, he'll have a chance to be that playmaker once again.
Yeah, and Saquon, I mean, your thoughts on that unusual financial commitment for the Eagles? I'm stretching this out.
What a laugh, John.
I agree with you. Mike was giving me the
one more.
One question?
Yeah, one
more. He said one question.
Live radio. Live radio.
Yeah.
Saquon, what do you make of Saquon?
I love that move.
Saquon makes this a different team, doesn't he?
I'm with that. I absolutely love
it. Really
that move.
Does.
Yeah.
Transforms this offense.
So the fact that he can catch the ball out of the backfield, not to mention all the other things that he's capable of doing, I think it makes the offense just a more dynamic offense. You're not taking one guy off the field because you need a pass blocker in who can also catch the ball. Saquon can do all of these things. So it doesn't telegraph what you want to do as an offense.
Mike, we appreciate being here, man. Very, very much. Please, if you go.
You don't have any more questions for him?
Take it easy on me. If we go. All right, there he is.
Please
the great the great Mike Quick. 215-592-9494. What Lori said yesterday about retaining Sirianni. If you miss it, we'll play that audio again. Phone line's certainly there for you again on all of these topics. 215-592-9494, which includes James Harden. We'll get to our poll result on Ben Simmons or James Harden. Who you dislike more? We'll get to that. And the free throw shooting competition continues. We'll get to the result of who wins before the end of the show. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is, of course, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.